On Saturday morning, I woke to the smell of curry and countless other spices wafting up to my room above the Hutte, where I was staying. And as I sat down for coffee beside the crackling wood stove, the smells grew more intense, and I could hear something frying in the kitchen. One of the cooks was frying the Morgan Henley chicken in olive oil, so I went to have a closer look.
I can't give the spices away. I can say this much. It's a curry chicken. It's marinated, and then Henry fries it, and it's we bake it, and that keeps it nice and moist.
Debbie has worked at the Hutte since 1977, and like many here, her family roots go back to Switzerland.
Mostly, Debbie makes her homemade bread, and she's made it for years, and then Wilma Sanders makes our whole wheat bread, and the sausage is what a lot of people love, and we get that from Campbell's Market, shoulder sausage, very lean, and then we have nine different spices that go into it, grated onion and a whole bunch of other things that I won't tell you about. It's wonderful, and people love it.
Yeah, the two different sausages, they're different.
I'm Heidi Farner Mayhew Arnett. My mom was Eleanor Mayhew.
Since her mother, Eleanor Mayhew, passed away 3 years ago, Heidi and four others in her family have been keeping the restaurant going, just as before.
And we don't care, we don't want to make a dime, we just want to continue this. And the staff is amazing. They've been working with us for years.
Eleanor, she worked with the recipes over the years to get them where she wanted them. Quite a lady, wasn't she, Melissa? Yeah, we miss her. But we're doing what she taught us to do. And she worked hard to get us where we're at today.
Preserving the old ways of cooking Swiss foods wasn't the only tradition that Eleanor Mayhew helped inspire here. Bringing back Fasnacht was also part of her creative vision for reviving Helvetia.
Fasnacht is something that happened many years ago that they always celebrated. What they used to do, I think, is go to farm, and they used to have a glass of wine and a rosette or a Hoseblatz and go to the next house, and it was like a party. So many of the local families were musicians, and so they would play songs and hang out, and it was a lot of fun. That was one of the things also that my mom kind of wanted to get going back again, because it was something that they used to celebrate. So we had people sleeping on the dining room table, under the dining room table, and my mom was all for it. She loved kids.
After dinner, hundreds of people slip on their costumes and oversized papier-mâché masks and parade through the small town towards the dance hall. In circles and pairs, weaving beneath the scarecrow-esque effigy of Old Man Winter, they dance for hours.
It's always a hard winter here because we're in the mountains, so burning him is really therapeutic.
Everything on Old Man Winter gets burned every year. And square dancing, and that they love it so much, and it's a great thing to be a part of. So, yeah, we love it.
At midnight, someone cuts down Old Man Winter from the ceiling. Hallie Martin of Elkins Middle School is given the honor this year of hauling Old Man Winter onto the bonfire amid cheers and howls from the crowd. In a way, this is West Virginia's Mardi Gras. Right. It's 40 degrees, and Old Man Winter has been temporarily put to shame. Some of the local people begin to sing John Denver's Country Roads, and somebody throws a dead wild boar they found nearby onto the fire, and the flames grow higher. Maybe the burning of a wild boar and the singing of Country Roads will become new traditions, blending with all the others of Helvetia. It's for the next generation to decide what comes next here, anyway.
You know what I like about Helvetia is that you can be who you are. I love Helvetia people, and I'm Pickens people and Czar people. They're the purity of just being who you are. It's a freedom. You know, you're very free out here to be who you are.
Take me home. Happy birthday!